welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
Naylor Games versus Kamon Acquisition PR. How announcing acquisitions and PR affects your company. In light of the recent announcement that Kamon have acquired some of Mythic Games' projects, it brought into clear contrast just how well or indeed how poorly these can be handled. I have been involved in previous mergers and acquisitions, and most recently worked with Naylor Games to help consider their communication during their acquisition of ITB's assets, which parallels the situation very closely. As a marketer, one of the most important considerations is how a message is voiced. With these two examples in mind, it seems that one conveys a rather condescending, "I'm a hero, like me," and the other conveys a much more empathetic, "I'm one of you, and I understand." Let's compare how the sensitive issues were covered in their press releases. To put into context, Kamon announced the acquisition of Mythic Games IP on January 24, 2024, in the update section of the Mythic Games Kickstarter campaign, Hell the Last Saga. Note that this crowdfunding campaign gained 17,757 backers, who pledged $2,215,842, which is not a small project. The announcement was preceded by an update on the same day from Mythic Games themselves, stating that for them to successfully fulfill their previous projects without asking backers for more financial contribution, they are handing over the IP to another undisclosed publisher who will announce the next steps of the fulfillment process. As you can see, this resulted in an outbreak of negative reactions in the comments section under the updates and on social media. Let's break down the message and the particular wording they used that the backers found particularly provoking. Kamon announces the acquisition, starting with a bland, "We hope this message finds you well," right after the Mythic Games statement, which does seem like a slap to the face. They continue stating that the games they're taking over are not ready, as in non-playable, and need to redevelop them. The hero complex is very well presented. Kamon states that extensive redevelopment and substantial effort are required to complete the process, and is expecting understanding and support from backers. In light of this, they are generously offering a free copy of their version of Hell the Last Saga. Free, as in backers that already paid for the game are finally getting their copies. Not only that, all of the backers that are eligible for a copy of a game will receive a base game. Yes. Let's ignore the fact that the original campaign included a deluxe level pledge. The deluxe tier backers are not even eligible for future expansions as compensation for getting only the base game. And of course, backers who are going to get the free game will also have to cover the shipping and VAT fees. The later statement just erases the previous message by the Mythic Games, not wanting to ask backers for more financial contributions. Please note, this offer is not a settlement taken on behalf of Mythic Games. It is simply a gift from Kamon. They end their update. The humble bragging in this update by Kamon is dropping all the responsibility on the unfulfilled backers and gives no option for an exit and refund to the wronged customers. How can Kamon continue being so condescending in their tone of voice and negative wording and expect people to be happy about this acquisition? Considering this is their third acquisition with a backlash, you would think that the company should learn from their previous mistakes in choosing the right words. What is striking in this communication is that their press release is inconsistent with the announcement in the update and does not cover the issues Mythic Games campaigns had in the first place, and no mention of how Kamon is going to rectify the wrongs. They just stated that there was an acquisition and a brief mention of backers handling the third-party expenses. Now that we've looked at the Kimon case, let's explore Naylor Games' acquisition of the ITB IPs and how they handled the sensitive topic of financial implications for the backers while leaving a positive perception. Naylor Games made sure their announcement appeared both in a press release and the outstanding ITB Kickstarter updates. They opened the statement by setting realistic expectations about the fulfillment process and takeover. Naylor Games is a small company with limited resources, and they made sure to state it clearly. The press release continues to ensure the communication is as transparent as possible by mentioning that some of the assets from ITB are being used to pay the original creators of the games. As for the financial burden for the backers, Naylor Games makes sure to be seen as one of them, and that the company is leveling with the wronged backers by using empathy in their wording and stating that the burden is shared with the customers. The backers are acknowledged and seen by the new owner of the ITB titles, and are given the option to choose whether to contribute once more to the project, i.e. cover the shipping expenses, or to donate the already printed stock. The proceeds from the donation will cover the costs of storage and go to charities. Should the customers decide to keep the games, they will not pay for them again, but rather contribute to breaking even at the economic cost of getting the games. Naylor Games is also transparent on the issues with the Alba project. The book is not printed and unsure when it will be delivered / made, and does apologize for this unfortunate circumstance. They communicated with the community and even asked for help to share the already available digital version of the book. The new owner also indicated that they had already made contact with the original creative team and were excited to explore what they could do about the project, positioning them in a mitigating position when announcing sensitive topics. Naylor Games made sure to be clear. They conveyed that their number one priority upon acquisition is to set this straight, thus minimizing the potential backlash and resulting in praise and thank yous from the backers. Understanding these differences is crucial, yet navigating such situations effectively requires adept communication strategies. By tailoring messages to specific audiences, acknowledging concerns with empathy, and offering creative solutions, companies can minimize negative impacts and even build trust. Article written by Dina Ramsey and Alexandra Yeverbaum.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Topic Discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars, or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon. This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.